Good afternoon, everybody. Jesse, mortgage professional here. Just wanted to bring some information, a quick tip to help increase your success with buying a house. And what that is not getting your hopes up. And what I'm really wanting to talk about, and this is going to be a quicker message today, is you need to get the money right first before going out and looking at the home. Now, most people that I speak to are not fully aware of all the little facets it takes to get pre-approved, like your debt-to-income ratios, your down payments, your credit scores, and how all these investor guidelines intermingle with each other to get you to that pre-approval status. And so I was talking with a client today that was very adamant on not even stepping into the realm of finding the mortgage first and talking about the down payments and seeing how much money is needed, and not even wanting to look at the credit scores until they found the house that they would be interested in first. Now, in my opinion, this is really just setting yourself up for failure, because you thinking that you make $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 a year, or even $100,000 a year, depending on the loan that you're looking into, if it's conventional FHA financing, maybe conventional high balance, or even conventional jumbo balance, they're going to have different guidelines that you're going to have to meet, obviously, with each one of these lending realms, these lending avenues. So, you know, really look at what's going on here and know that, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but you're not behind the steering wheel. You don't have control of this financing situation. You're at the mercy of the guidelines and the mercy of the knowledge of the loan officer and how they're able to work those guidelines to your advantage. Now, all loan officers are not the same, and I use this metaphor to help. Like with Chevron, you'll be driving down the street and you'll see a gas station with X amount of dollars per gallon, and you'll go up a half a mile and it's like 10 cents cheaper or more expensive. Now, lenders are the same. Lenders do not, there's certain lenders that may not do as much business as other lenders, so they're going to fall under different parameters of lending. Their investors, their approved guidelines that they're approved with may not be as relaxed as other mortgage lenders have access to. So obviously this all takes account into what's going on and how this affects you. So like I say, get your money right, get the money first, so you can go out into the marketplace with confidence and understand what you're truly able to be approved for. That way you can move forward with confidence, place that offer, and have the most success in the mortgage and real estate game. I'm Jesse Stroop. I hope this message serves you well. I will talk to you soon.